USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence is likely on track to hit South Carolina, North Carolina, and even parts of Southern Virginia later this week. Virginia Emergency Management spokesman Jeff Caldwell says now is the time to prepare for the storm.
So you can look around your property and clear your gutters, clear storm drains that may be near your property, moving lawn furniture inside or securing it, and looking around their yard to see if there's anything loose, any limbs that might fall, any dead trees.
Congressman Ron DeSantis informed Speaker of the House Paul Ryan today that he will resign his seat to focus on his bid to be Florida governor. The race is too close to call, and DeSantis told Speaker Ryan that it would be unfair for him to draw a salary from Congress when he's not there working in the House. A Dallas grand jury is looking into whether more serious charges than manslaughter should be filed against the Dallas police officer who shot her neighbor when she entered the wrong apartment on accident over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. New research from Bank of America finds women entrepreneurs are leading the charge in the transition to digital. Driving adoption of mobile devices to process payments and managing transactions at higher rates than men. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America, discusses findings from the 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight.
Over the next 5 years, half of all entrepreneurs anticipate a complete transition to digital payments. Women are at the forefront of this shift by using their mobile tools to grow their business. This is one of the key findings that show women entrepreneurs are optimistic about the year ahead.
In the year ahead, 58% of women entrepreneurs expect their revenue to increase, up 14% from 2017. Several key growth indicators, such as hiring and economic optimism, are also on the rise. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
New allegations have expedited the departure of Les Moonves from CBS. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
CBS announcing late Sunday that Les Moonves would be leaving the company effective immediately, and that Chief Operating Officer Joseph Iannello would be taking over while the company searches for a permanent replacement. A person close to the discussion says Moonves will no longer be receiving any of his exit compensation. It all comes after The New Yorker published a piece by Ronan Farrow, a follow-up to his original story, in which six women accused Moonves of sexual harassment and intimidation stretching back several decades. The new report over the weekend contains new sexual assault and harassment allegations against Moonves from six additional women. Moonves denies all of it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Week one of the NFL wraps up tonight with a doubleheader beginning at just after 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Academy Award-winning actor John Voight was one of the most vocal Donald Trump supporters and earliest Donald Trump supporters that we saw back in 2016. He joined Fox News to talk about why initially he was in favor of President Trump.
The world was in chaos. Terrorism had swept across the world. Because the cat was away, the big cat of the United States had been sidelined, the rats were at play. And so you had North Korea making these gestures of to endanger their neighbors. You had Iran sponsoring terrorism across the globe with Hezbollah and Hamas and their other. And we had the situation in Syria where we watched, without responding, to 500,000 people being murdered in Syria. So it was this. You needed someone who had tremendous strength and someone who could see clearly now what the damage was that was going on and what had to be addressed. And you needed somebody who was a doer, somebody who solved problems, who got up in the morning to solve problems, right?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.